Listener Production.
G'day, it's Cliff. Thanks for dropping in. Great to have you along as we look at another Southwest local hero. There are so many people within Bunbury and Busselton, Harvey, Collie. We're going to be meeting a number of these people. And I've been wanting to have a talk about this fellow for a good while because what a story. One of the tourist attractions in Bunbury slash the Southwest is a little lolly shop called Taffy's. And the bloke behind that, my guest, Sam Morris. Hello, welcome. How you doing?
Oh, not bad, Cliff.
It's good to have you here because it really is an amazing story. Sam Morris has been part of the Bunbury community since, 1984, thereabouts. But let's go back. Ohio, Cincinnati.
Yep.
You were a teacher. You were a high school teacher, social studies and history as well. What are your memories of those times?
Oh, fantastic. In fact, I loved teaching. It was my mum, who was a librarian, who gave me the love of reading and history. Dad loved to travel. We always went on holidays during the summer. So between the two, teaching history and travel, that was the combination I needed.
And when did the travel bug bite you when you said, hey, I've got to get out of Cincinnati? Because I figure it is a very, very big move for someone to say, I'm going to go and live in another country.
Back in 1970, the summer, I was scraping dead dogs off the highway to raise money to go to university. And a buddy and I were doing just that. And he said, you know, next year I want to just travel. I want to spend the summer just traveling. And I said, all right, let's go to Europe. And he said, no, I don't speak English. He said, I want to go where they speak English.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so I started listing the countries that spoke English. And when I hit Australia, he said, yeah, he said, that's where I want to go. So we decided the next summer, we hitchhiked out to San Francisco. We tried to grab a freighter. And the Vietnam War was winding down, couldn't get on it. So we, from that point, we just hitchhiked around the United States for the rest of the summer and picking up odd jobs. The following year, I picked up a job teaching in New South Wales. And my first time on a jet, I flew halfway around the world to Sydney. And I spent 2 years teaching in Sydney before I then traveled for another 6 months around the world before I headed home. And 1975, picked up another job teaching in Western Australia. I was teaching in Harvey. And
was that at the Ag College?
Yeah, it was. I was a housemaster at the Ag School and then was teaching at the high school. And the kids there were fantastic. It really was great.
And then there was time in Newman and then to Bunbury. And you taught at Newton Moore, you taught at Bunbury High, you taught at Ashes, Harvey you mentioned as well, you'd been there. The place would have been very, very different when you got here in 94, because 30 years ago, when I got here in 93, when I have a look around, it is a quantum leap. 1984, what was it like when you lobbed?
Well, the railway station was still a railway station.
Still in town, yes.
Lord Forrest wasn't there. The Bunbury Tower wasn't there. It really was an industrial town. And It was changing so dramatically over in a short period of time. And the more it changed, the more I liked it.
What was it that attracted you? Because you obviously stayed. Some people come to a place and they stay for a little while and then they move off to somewhere else. You've said that you had the wanderlust, that you wanted to go and see other places, but you stayed here. Why was that?
Well, as soon as I got in the town, I started coaching basketball. I coached a combined A-grade side that was in the previous, before the Slammers. Coached an under 16, under 18 team, coached the Country Week team. And the community basically accepted me very, very quickly. And it felt like home. And it was on the coast. It was a beautiful climate, great friendly people, so I decided to stay.
And the kids were good? I mean, because you and I have talked a number of times in the past about your teaching career, and you said if you were in teaching now, you'd probably be fired by the first lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's very different, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But the thing I'd made about going into a classroom, I would tell the kids, you're going to have fun in this classroom. You're going to be laughing a lot. And the first thing I spent the entire period, the first period doing, was getting to know the kids' names. And I memorized all the kids' names within the first period. And of course, I'd make jokes about it with their names. I'd do word association, anything to get me to remember their names. Mm. And at the end of the first period, the kids be walking out, they'd be laughing. I said, oh, wasn't that great? It was easy after that.
You're in. That's it. You've got their attention. You've got their respect. Because you're respecting them too. I think teachers are an amazing mob. I truly am. But I want to talk to you about something else that came after that. You've been on Bunbury Council.
Yep.
You had a good while on Bunbury Council too. What was the inspiration for you to put your hand up and say, yep, I'll serve on the little table?
Well, I was annoyed with the knockers. They'd say that Bunbury was a god-awful place to live. Well, I thought, well, why live here if you're saying that? Mm. I wanted to have an input in relation to the direction that the city was going. And one of the things that I looked at was I really wanted a skate park and a water playground. And the water playground was what I really was the impetus to go into council to begin with. I had seen a water playground in Canada, and the city council there actually gave me the plans for the water playground, and I decided that I'd hand that over to the city council and see what they'd do, and hoping that they would put it right where the new youth precinct is. Well, nothing happened. And so I decided to put my hand up to see if I could get things moving. And from that point, it turned out to be 12 years in the council and quite enjoyed it.
Amazing. We've got so much to talk about. So what I'm going to have to do is get you to come back again so that we can do part two. Because we haven't even talked about taffies yet. And the future of Bunbury and where we're going and all of that sort of stuff. Yep. I think we've just scratched the surface here, Samuel.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about that hat too. Yep. I have not seen you without that hat. It doesn't matter what time of the day, what day of the week. I always see you in the hat. So we're going to talk some more. For now, Sam Morris, thank you so much for being part of Local Heroes.
No worries.
And Sam is going to be back. We've got a ton of things to have a talk about. Southwest Local Heroes, we're going to have some more for you again next week. Don't forget, you can download Listener, search Everything Southwest, and you can listen for free.